Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola, this is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay. It is spring break, and Andrew has gone to the beach, jumped into a foam pit at a party, and can't find his way out. But when I talked to him on the phone, I could hear the faint sounds of Pitbull in the background. So he said once he gets out of the foam pit, he will come back to work, and so we'll see him on Monday. Anyways, for now, we've got Wes Marino on the line, the county administrator for Escambia County. And Wes, thank you for calling in today and hopefully educating us a little bit about what's going on in Escambia County.
Hey, good morning, Walker. Always good to be here.
Yeah.
And I need to trade places with Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know where he's going to be.
That's right.
Speaking of spring break, it is beach season. And so I'm sure that the county's been getting ready for spring breakers to come down, for families to come down on vacation. So what's going on out at Pensacola Beach?
We have. So our public works department out there is on it. We've been prepping, as you know, these things don't happen overnight. So they've been prepping for a couple months, getting ready, touching up some things, making the beach beautiful as always. It's a full-time job. If you ever want to spend an interesting day, just go hang out with Pensacola Beach Public Works, because it is a very interesting day. You interact with the citizens on the beach, the trash, you're changing out the trash cans, the trash bags all the time, incessantly. But it's a good experience, welcoming the beach visitors. And this year what we've done is we've added an ambulance to Pensacola Beach. And it started here last week, a couple weeks ago. And it'll stay on the beach all summer long. And so we'll have an ambulance in the area on site. And what we're doing is, even if we don't have a paramedic to put on the ambulance, we'll put two EMTs on the ambulance. And then we'll supplement with the fire medic that we have out at Pensacola Beach Firehouse, if the case arise. But that's what we're doing. A lot of good things on the beach. We've done a lot of improvements over the past couple of years. We have a lot of improvements coming. The Pensacola Beach Gateway is underway. That is coming off of through the toll booth, down the Boss Hikes Bridge, through the toll booth. We're going to take the toll booth out. We're going to put a whole new streetscape through there, if you will. And it's a big deal. And then we're also doing a study of traffic management, traffic congestion coming in onto the beach, and possibly studying a parking garage there at Pensacola Beach and Casino Beach parking lot. So there's a lot of big things going on at the beach, and a lot of good things going on at the beach.
That's great. I know that having an ambulance out on the beach, especially during the summer, has always been a concern for residents out at the beach. And so having that house there at the fire station will be very welcomed. And it gets extremely busy out there during the summer. It seems like we're adding more weekends on either end of the summer where it's going to be very busy out there, and which is a good problem to have. And so, that there's a plan in place to kind of try and take care of some of that growth and do the best, from the county's perspective on managing that, and is a good thing. So we're going to have traffic on the fives real quick and have a couple commercials, and we'll be back with Wes Marino.
That's right. It's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free. Good job on that one. I'm starting to see a little bit of slowdown on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest through Highway 29. Maybe a 2 to 3 minute delay through that construction zone. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed, and the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. And before the break, we had Wes Marino, the county administrator for Escambia County, on the phone. We were talking about all things going on at the beach. But we want to maybe switch gears here a little bit, Wes, and let's move up to the other end of the county. We're getting ready in April. We've got the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament coming to town. We just got done with the Sun Belt being here. Troy's off in the big bracket for March Madness, but now we got to get ready for women's SEC soccer here in April.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big deal. April 12th, Mississippi State, LSU, and University of Florida. Women's soccer teams will be here doing some exhibition games, kind of a round robin. And that's just been a good partnership for us. Michael Rhodes and our Parks Department has done a phenomenal job working with the SEC, there's a lot of things that come into play when you're working with the SEC, and he's been fantastic with it, building that bridge with them, and they'll be back in the fall as well to play another women's soccer tournament. It's just a big deal, and it's great for our youth sports to be able to go out and watch, that kind of caliber athlete at that level playing soccer. And it's very inspiring, and they get to meet some of the players, and the players are always great when they're here. They interact very well with our youth, and so we're really looking forward to it.
Great. That'll be an exciting thing to see happen. I know we've got a few SEC teams that come through here for soccer for different events, and so that's a neat little feather to have in our cap, for sure. We just got done with Foiling Week, another kind of sporting event. We've been talking sports a good bit today with the NCAA basketball bracket earlier today. But I know that we had Foiling Week out at the beach, and they were kind of all over the place. They were in downtown Pensacola. They were out at Pensacola Beach and putting on some of those sporting events. So I know sports tourism is a big market here, and obviously conversations with the Bay Center and what's happening there. I know, and talk maybe just a little bit. I know there's maybe not any sort of end game with the Bay Center, but that conversation has come up, and I think the board voted to kind of move the ball forward, another few feet down the line, which is exciting to hear from a community standpoint.
It is. It's going to be a big deal and a good thing. What's the end result? Don't quite know just yet, but we, you know, Populous is going to do a study for us. It's about $200,000 with ASM, but ASM is going to pay for it. And we'll have some options there to talk about. And I know the city has some interest. Well, the whole community as a whole has interest. And so it'll be a good thing. It's much needed. It's overdue, really, quite honestly. And so I'm excited to see what comes of that and the changes and the modifications and the just rehabbing the center and just making the most out of what we can do. And sports tourism, and not just sports tourism, conference space is a big deal. PensaCon is a good event for the community, but they've outgrown the Bay Center as it sits today. So, you know, we feel like there's some opportunities there to expand conference space and bring in other large groups as well into the community. And so we're looking forward to what the study shows us.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. And I know that the Downtown Improvement Board, where I work, you know, we're having some of those conversations internally and spoken with some folks at the county as well on, you know, is there a way for us in a much smaller level than what the county would, you know, maybe end up committing to or the city might end up committing to, you know, but is there a smaller way for us to be involved? Because we see this as a, you know, a huge boost, not only for the economy here in Escambia County, but, you know, downtown certainly will reap the benefits of whatever may happen there on that site. Obviously, I think the beach would probably be the number one beneficiary of something like that, just because if you've got people coming in for conferences or sporting events, they most likely would like to spend some time out at the beach. But we see downtown seeing a boost from a project like that. So we'll keep our eyes on that one. And I know that another big thing going on at the county is y'all been in negotiations with the unions, and so just kind of wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about where we're at in the process with that.
Yep. So union negotiations, it really never ends, honestly.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing thing, and it seems like it's always ongoing, and it can be tiring at times. It can be, you know, what each union, you know, they're concentrating on their little piece of the pie, if you will, not that it's necessarily little, but from myself and HR and staff, you know, we're dealing with all of them all the time. And so it can get a little tiring at times, but the International Association of EMTs and Paramedics, they ratified their contract. The board ratified our side of it at the last meeting. The PBA, Police Benevolence Association, with corrections, they just voted, their membership just voted to ratify their contract. So we'll bring that to the board, and probably not the next meeting, but the one after, and let the board ratify that. We're negotiating with fire. You know, we've put a pretty significant offer across the table. And so we're working through some things there, but I think we're close. The ATU, the union that represents Mass Transit, you know, they're ratified. They're under contract. So it's been a lot of hard work by staff, and I can't say enough about Nikki Powell on our side of the table that really just a huge, huge help in this process, and I really appreciate her efforts. But we're getting there, and, you know, there's some exciting things going on at fire. You know, we've taken ownership of two new ladder trucks, plus another fire apparatus. And we have three more fire apparatus, one of them being a ladder truck, should hit the ground before the end of the year. That's a pretty big deal for us here in fire. And then for paramedics and EMTs, we've taken ownership of 10 new ambulances, and we have about 8 to 9 still going to hit the ground here in the next couple months. And so that's going to be about 18 or 19 new ambulances here in a matter within a year. And that is going to really help us move the needle when it comes to response times. You know, these things don't happen overnight. They really don't. And it's one of those things that you plug away, you plug away, you plug away, and then you turn around and look back and go, hey, we have come a long way.
Right.
But the guys are working on it, and they're working hard, being as creative as we can be to bring new equipment in, and all of our ambulances have brand spanking new equipment on them. It's not just the ambulance itself. We have an agreement, a contract we put in place that keeps new equipment on all of our ambulances. So they have the best of the best, and we're going to be the best of the best. That's just how it is.
Yeah, well, that's what you want to hear from public safety, and I know that's been something that you've worked hard on, and so it's exciting to hear kind of the fruits of some of that labor. And real quick, let's get traffic on the fives from John.
That's right. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're seeing about a 7 to 10 minute delay through that construction zone. Also, if you're on Highway 29 just south of West 9 Mile Road going southbound, you'll see about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay, and we've got Wes Marino, the county administrator for Escambia County, on the phone here with us. And we're talking about how we've got, some new ambulances and fire trucks and getting those rolling, which I think, again, will help with some of these wait times or, hold times that we've seen with ambulances, which has been kind of a big conversation in the community. And I think I saw something about that. We're also allowing some transfers maybe to move a little bit more freely, or kind of there's a little bit more of a process maybe in place now for some transfers to occur that weren't maybe able to before, which is also going to help free up some of these wait times and all that. Is it, if I got that correct, Wes?
That is correct. That is correct. Absolutely. We're always looking at our business model. We're always looking at how we do things. Chris Watts, the EMS chief, brings a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and just a good level-headed approach to the system, and he's definitely making a difference there.
Great. And then I guess we've got a couple more minutes left, and obviously the board has talked a lot about OLF-8 and what to do there. It's kind of taken up a lot of their bandwidth over the past couple of months, and maybe where they're at today in that process and what they're bringing forward for folks to kind of keep their eye out and look out for.
Yeah, so we have sent, as of last week, last Friday, we sent out a counter proposal to two groups, one being Beulah Town Center, the other being Tri-W. And those proposals are pretty much, they mirror one another. We sent the same counter to both groups, trying to keep the playing field level. And we're waiting for them to kind of digest some of that and see what they send back to us. These groups, we talk about price. You hear price a lot, and price is important. I'm not saying it's not. But the ability to close is what we're looking for. Minimize contingencies, minimize conditions, and get to the closing table. And minimize the time that it takes to get to the closing table. That was our approach internally in submitting those counters back. So we have submitted those to those two groups, and we'll see what they send back to us. And I'm sure probably by the April 3rd meeting, we'll probably have another discussion.
Great. Well, we'll keep our eye out on it. And Wes, want to thank you so much for coming on today and calling in and filling us in as much as you could with a few minutes here today about what's going on in Escambia County. So I hope you have a good rest of your week.
Absolutely,
and
man.
I'll catch you downtown sometime. So.
Thanks, all right, Wes. Walker. We'll see you now.
So exciting stuff there. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's tough sometimes to get things across the finish line, but we'll keep our eyes peeled and see where everything lands. We'll go to David with for news.
And good morning, gentlemen. Taking a quick look at our headlines here. Two NASA astronauts who spent far longer aboard the International Space Station than they ever planned are now finally on their way back home. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, they have officially wrapped up their unexpectedly long 9-month stay aboard the International Space Station. Of course, that was a result of issues with their Boeing Starliner, which had to return to Earth without them. They undocked last night in a SpaceX Dragon capsule, and the splashdown is expected at just after 5 o'clock our time tonight. The parents of a missing University of Pittsburgh student are asking authorities in the Dominican Republic to declare her dead. The Daily Mail reports the family of Sudakasha Kananke have submitted a formal letter now to the Dominican National Police requesting a legal declaration of her death. She hasn't been seen since she was walking on a beach last spring break. And, well, apparently the Powerball jackpot is soaring. No grand prize winner for St. Patrick's Day. I guess nobody found the pot of gold there. So the next drawing is set for Wednesday. That'll be worth $416 million.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Israel's ceasefire with Hamas is over. Airstrikes resume in Gaza. More than 400 people are reported to have been killed, Hamas officials and civilians, including children among them.
The IDF says it hit dozens of targets, going after Hamas targets like officials, leadership, and infrastructure. Israel's defense minister stating, quote, "This decision comes after Hamas repeatedly refused to release our hostages and rejected all proposals presented by U.S. President's envoy, Steve Witkoff, as well as the mediators."
Fox's Alex Hogan. President Trump speaks with Russia's President Putin today.
A State Department spokesperson says the ball is now in Russia's court after Ukraine accepted a U.S.-backed 30-day ceasefire. Last week, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he had questions about the nature of a truce. Russia remains adamant any deal must ensure Ukraine will never be a part of NATO.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got a beautiful morning. It is sunny and 49 degrees this morning in Pensacola. Local businesses might be taking a hit from federal budget cuts that have blocked international visitor exchange programs. One of those programs impacted is the International Visitor Leadership Program, which brings professionals to the U.S. to learn.
Visits are suspended. People aren't coming. Opportunities are being lost, revenues not being generated.
That is Gulf Coast Diplomacy Chairman Lee DeSantis, who talked to Channel 3. The organization currently owes about $65,000 to local businesses for services they say they've already provided, but they say they've been told the invoices can't be paid now because of that program being paused at a federal level. They estimate that pause is leading to about a $730,000 economic impact here in our area that is being lost. Well, Goodwill is opening a new store in Gulf Breeze. They've received approval from Santa Rosa County for its development proposal. The planned 20,126,000 square foot facility includes retail, warehouse, and office space. The retail area will be about 12,847 feet. That'll be located at the corner of Gulf Breeze Parkway and Tiger Point Boulevard. Currently, there's one Goodwill in Santa Rosa County, and that one's in Pace. There's multiple locations in Escambia County. Now, the state's released job growth numbers for 2024 in Pensacola. There was an increase in 2,500 jobs from December of 23 to December of 24. Florida Commerce says the industry leading in growth is professional and business services, which added 1,100 jobs. The unemployment rate in our area was 3.2% in December, up 0.1% from the year before. Well, several people are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after a crash on Pine Forest Road this week. FHP says a Massachusetts man ran a stop sign, pulled out in front of a vehicle driven by a cantonment woman. After the crash, her vehicle ran off the road and hit a building. Both drivers and two kids were taken to the hospital. Everybody was expected to survive. The Navy Blue Angels kicked off their 2025 air show season last weekend. They had a show at their winter training facility in El Centro, California. Well, this coming weekend, they're heading to Sacramento to put on the California Capital Air Show. The Angels headlining that one. And, of course, it's packed with flight demonstration teams. And then following the show in Sacramento, they'll be heading back to Pensacola soon. Their first practice at the National Naval Air Museum is scheduled on April 2nd. Stranded NASA astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore are headed home. The two are now on board a SpaceX Dragon capsule. Splashdown is set off the Florida coast this evening, just after 5 our time.
On behalf of Crew 9, I'd say it was a privilege to call station home. to live and work and be a part of a mission and a team that spans the globe, working together in cooperation for the benefit of humanity.
That's Commander Nick Haig. He's leading their final mission and their return to Earth. Williams and Wilmore originally departed for what they expected to be a 10-day mission in space, but after technical problems, their Boeing Starliner returned to Earth without them. They've now been on the ISS since last June. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 7 to 10 minute delay in that area. Other than that, I'm not seeing any other delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 73 degrees. Looking lovely as we go overnight, dropping near 49 degrees. For Wednesday, nice sunny weather, high near 76. Wednesday night showers moving in. We will have some wet weather through the overnight period, low near 54. For Thursday, showers could linger as late as 5 a.m. before moving out. 65 degrees for the afternoon on Thursday. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 42. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is sunny, 49 degrees right now in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, 40 in Milton. And our next news at 8, we have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, a pair of astronauts who have been on board the International Space Station since last June have finally begun their return journey back to Earth. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft has undocked from the International Space Station as of 1:05 a.m. Eastern Time today. Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore were forced to stay on the space station for the past 9 months after Boeing had found several malfunctions with their Starliner spacecraft. NASA says that the SpaceX Dragon capsule is expected to splash down off the Florida coast at around 5:57 p.m. Eastern Time. And Harvard University says that free tuition will be available for more students. Harvard making the announcement yesterday that it's getting rid of tuition for students from families earning up to $200,000 a year. That's an increase from the $85,000 threshold that was set previously. Harvard follows MIT, the University of Pennsylvania, and Caltech in offering free tuition. On Wall Street, stock futures continuing to point lower, and that's your money now.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flag Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well,
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. This past weekend was the Players' Championship Golf Tournament. Rory McIlroy was victorious, but Andrew was taking a video, and Rory snatched his phone out of his hand, and Andrew's still following Rory around trying to get his phone back. So once he does get that secured, he will be back with us Monday. And speaking of stealing things and breaking rules, we have Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons in the studio with us today. Chip, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning, Walker. Yeah, how are you? Morning. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well,
that sounds like something Andrew would do.
Yeah, you just never know, really. Chip, last night I know you had a felony arrest for criminal mischief, and wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what kind of developed with that overnight. Seems like a little bit of a wild chase there.
Yeah, normally when we have things that are out of the ordinary, they'll text me and or give me an email, let me know. I got this one from Sergeant Amanda Freeman saying that last night we got a call of a possible prowler, a suspicious person in the area over off of 61st Street near Fairfield. While we were en route, the dispatch got another call, and we upgraded it to a possible burglary in progress. Apparently a guy was hanging around outside doing some, either trying to enter a home or damage a home. So as we get there, we see a guy running down the street erratically. End up stopping him, obviously, because he fit the description. We did a quick investigation, determined that this was indeed the prowler slash burglar. And what he was apparently high on some sort of drugs, potentially mushrooms. And he ended up doing a lot of damage to four different homes. They got the addresses. I won't give them out. But $22,000 worth of damage to total in those four homes. So we ended up arresting this clown for felony criminal mischief, and took him to the hospital to get evaluated because of the condition he was in.
Wow. Well, busy night with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office for sure.
Yeah, they did a good job, obviously, getting there quickly and finding the guy himself and you know, for his own safety, take him to the hospital, checking him out.
Yeah, if you're running around like that, you not only might hurt somebody else but yourself in the midst of it too. So glad that got taken care of. And we also saw I saw it on Facebook as well, but I didn't realize it was here. But with spring break, and not sure if it's coinciding with that, but a fight over a parking space out on the beach. But y'all, I guess, were made aware of that issue as well.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I saw it on social media, and I'm like, that looks a little familiar. And, you know, the background. And so I did some checking and found out that it was one person. You know, parking spaces are at a premium. You know, and on spring and summer in Pensacola Beach, someone got out and was standing in a parking space, and someone else in the car thought they should have a parking space. They got into it. Ultimately, I guess four people total, based on the video that I saw, were involved in this fight. We were at the beach. We did respond. We did make an arrest. I don't have the name of the person we arrested, but come on. You know, it's a parking space, and it's not worth fighting over. Certainly not worth going to jail over. You know, you mentioned it, spring break, and I heard you talking to Wes earlier about some of the preparations for spring break. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of deputies out there patrolling not just the main areas, but also the neighborhoods looking for. Last couple of years, we've really been concentrating on these house parties, you know, these Airbnbs.
Right.
And then we built a pretty good relationship with the rental companies, you know, to notify us when these things are taking place. But my point is that didn't look like a typical spring break type of a fight. These things do happen when people can't control their tempers, but people need to understand that you're going to go to jail when that type of thing happens.
Right. And is that something that you mentioned, you know, we talked about spring break a little bit, and I don't know that Pensacola Beach has always been maybe that spring break go-to vacation for a ton of college kids, but I'm sure we see that some. Is that something that y'all prepare for, get ready for, you know, be on the lookout, and have those numbers increased or decreased over the years? Or you may not track something like that, but, or just see issues arise over the years of going up and down.
Well, think about spring break, you know, back 80s and 90s, there was a lot of Fort Lauderdale was known for it, and Panama City was known for it. While we have our share of spring breakers, it's not something that we were the destination of choice, which we were glad not
right.
to be
oh, yeah,
that
for
destination
sure.
of choice. So then it kind of eased up some. And recently there's been some trouble down in Miami, They had some trouble. They had some trouble in Panama City a year or two ago. And a lot of sheriff's offices, I'm talking to a lot of my colleagues, and they're saying, hey, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. You're going to behave on their beaches. And we're certainly doing the same thing. We have a message board out there that says, if you come here to tear up our beach, you're going to be arrested for
right.
it. We're very aware of it, while we want people to come, we want people to be able to come and bring their families and enjoy this the spring break and enjoy our beaches. Don't tear them up and be considerate of other people. And we've done, the people at the Pensacola Beach, the Island Authority, working with our deputies, and obviously Escambia County Public Safety, worked out very well. And this is probably the only, in fact, this is the only investigation that I'm aware of so far at Pensacola Beach.
Well, that's good to hear. We'll go real quick with John with Traffic on the Fives, and we'll be right back after this break.
That's right. Rear rolling accident free still. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, Chip. Also, we were talking right before we came on about a cold case from 1998 that you actually were able to solve and the guy pled guilty to. So, you know, how does that come about? And how long are folks working on these cold cases for?
Well, this one was a 1998 case. The victim was driving a taxi cab. He was found, and he had been murdered. Back then, obviously, I wasn't at the sheriff's office then, but there was a bloody, what they thought, fingerprint that was found. The blood itself was known to be or determined to be the victim's blood, and the thought was that the suspect, whoever left this bloody fingerprint in the victim's blood, would be the killer. And even back then and throughout the years, they've had a suspect or person of interest, but they weren't able to get enough detail in the fingerprint to positively place that individual at the scene. We sent the fingerprint off, the sheriff's office sent the fingerprint off once, and it didn't come up anything conclusive. Twice didn't come back anything conclusive. We used this case actually in our cold case symposium. We sent some people for some training. We made use of some new technology. And the third time that we sent this print off, there was enough ridge detail in the print itself to point to that one individual. So we were proud to say that a couple years ago I did a press conference, and I had the family members there, and to give them some relief, some satisfaction that the individual that ended up killing their relative was to be held accountable. And then last week, as I understand it, he was he pled guilty to the charge itself and was sentenced. So I was able to talk to the family on Friday. They're obviously relieved that there was not a situation where an individual got away with this terrible crime. So even though it's been over 20 years, it's something that we continue to work on. We look at periodically review all of our cold cases, because as technology changes, our capabilities will change, and we might be able to get more of these people off the street.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear about. And I know, obviously, just the general public is always interested in cold cases. There's TV shows about it
right.
and how they're solved. And so interesting to hear one here. You just graduated your sixth class for the Male Blazer Academy, and then you've got a female class starting here shortly. And so I know we talked about that last time. I think it was just starting last time I was here. So it's exciting stuff.
Well, yeah, we were able to graduate. Again, it's a six-week class, so the sixth week is a graduation, but it's also a culmination of everything that we go through the first couple of weeks. And by now, people should be aware of our Blazer Academy. We talk about it a lot. We're proud of it, very proud of it. Again, we just finished our sixth male academy, which puts our numbers over 100, in this unique mentorship program that we have at the sheriff's office. In about a week or so, we start our next female academy, which I think is our third or fourth female academy. So it just continues to grow. It continues to evolve. And that's the beauty of the class itself, is that we're flexible and we can take real life situations and operate as if, in a role type of a role playing scenario with our Blazer Academy, there's young men and women. And so it works out very well. We're very proud of what we see. The evolution from week one to week five is just incredible. And we continue to evolve these types of trainings.
And you actually had some of your alumni from the previous classes come and participate with this class, right? Which is kind of a neat thing to see that evolution, I'm sure.
Yeah, we occasionally get, I mean, I say occasionally, actually it happens quite often that we're out in the public and we have someone comes to us and say, hey, I've been to your class. It happens at the fair a lot, strangely enough. In this particular case, we actually had, during the graduation, we had one of our former male students and then one of our former female students come and say, hey, you know, I really enjoyed it. Now I'm supporting a friend of theirs that's graduating in this class itself. We are actually looking at having a specific alumni class because now we have, again, over 100 people. So we're looking at opening up a class, maybe a shorter version of the Blazer Academy for those who have already been through the academy, because now, since we've been doing it for, you know, 4 years or so, some of these kids in our age groups are 13, 14, 15. So now some of the kids are graduating, you know, starting a career of their own. And it might be something that we can, you know, we can help them or can be beneficial to them as 17, 18 year olds.
Yeah. And another fun program that the Sheriff's Office and Sheriff's Foundation puts on are these movie nights. I know you just had one that wrapped up in Morris Court.
Again, the Skamania County Sheriff Foundation purchased this large movie screen that allows us to go into these neighborhoods and show a movie. It's obviously called Movie Night. So we'll pick a different movie and we'll feed hamburgers, hot dogs, free of charge. This one was took place on Friday night, and it was at Morris Court, Sanchez Court, Morris Court 2 mm-hmm. and 3 area. And it was a wonderful turnout. The weather was great. You know, we were worried about weather there for a while on Saturday, but Friday night, it was a little bit windy, but it wasn't bad at all. And this is just one of many that we're going to have throughout the year. So we had a great time. There's some great pictures on our social media platform. If you want to, you can take a look at it. And please pay attention to our Facebook pages, because we'll let you know where we're going to have these movie nights. Our plan is to have them in various locations throughout the county. Next time, we'll probably move up into the Cantonment, Molino area. But we'll put that exact information out to include what video or what movie we're going to show.
Yeah, that's great. And I know the Sheriff's Foundation has been a huge project of yours, and just they've had a lot of success in really advocating for the Sheriff's Office and really, you know, engaging the community on that front and with all these different projects that you've got going on. What we've got, you know, if you're looking for plans this weekend, we've got a couple commercials and traffic, and then we're going to come back and we'll have Sheriff Chip Simmons tell us about Saturday. You can go out to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish.
Well, it's actually in April 12th.
Oh, April the 12th. Well, that Saturday you can go, but we'll talk about that coming up.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden right at the corner of Balin Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the Brew Through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the Brew Through to the Early Learning Sensory Garden. Thank you.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Taking a quick look at your traffic on the fives. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, you're going to see about a 9 to 11 minute delay just in that area. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. And we've got Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County here in studio with us today. And I guess I misheard. I thought it was this Saturday, but April the 12th, you'll have a big event, Cops, Cars, and Crawfish at Five Flags Speedway, Saturday, April 12th. And just wanted to let you, you know, put a plug in for that, and so people can hopefully make some plans to come out.
Yeah, I know you're excited about it, but it's not this Saturday. It's April the 12th. This will be the third year that we have this. Again, Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It's pretty simple to figure out what's going to be there.
Yeah.
There's cops. Obviously, the sheriff's office will be there. So we'll have our Bearcat and some of our SWAT people will be out there. Some of our canines will be out there. Our equestrian unit will be out there. Motorcycles, you know, will be out there. The crawfish, obviously we have Cubs crawfish that are out there. They'll be selling crawfish plates. We'll also be selling hamburgers and hot dogs. And then we have the cars. We have a car show. So if you have a car that you want to enter, then obviously you get on the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation page and find out what you do to enter your car, that because it's, you have to be there a little earlier. Mm-hmm. But it's a great time. Last year, I know that we had tons of people out there. You go by and, as you mentioned, look at all the cool cars, some domestic, some foreign. But some of them just unique, in the cars. And we have a number of trophies, as I heard on a commercial also. But we have some kind of commissioners be out there. They'll have their choices. I'll have my choice. The foundation will have a choice. It's just a good time to be out there. And then, obviously, we talked about the movie that we had on movie night. We take that same screen, and we'll put it out there at Five Flags Speedway, which is the beauty of it. You know, we have a movie out there. We have a racetrack right beside it. And we're in that field, obviously, right next to the racetrack. So it's always a good time. And April the 12th is the date. So please put that on your calendar and come on out there. Doors open at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's coming up. It'll be here before we know it. Let's see. What else do we have here? Do y'all race the cars at all, Chip? I mean, that's what we all really want to know.
if we get there early enough, we can kind of take our cars out.
Yeah.
No, there's enough racing out there on Escambia County streets. So we gotta take care of those guys. I do want to make mention that the foundation does just a couple of things, and one of his employee, to make sure that our employees are treated well, and also to make sure that the mission of the sheriff's office is supported. And I noticed this morning, someone sent me a picture that we're rebuilding our memorial out front of the sheriff's office, and today, there looks like they're pouring some concrete. So
nice.
They're just moving along in earnest. So those of if you've listened and have heard that we're redoing our memorial into a memorial plaza, one side may be a community side, and the other side is going to be the actual memorial wall. Well, they're pouring concrete today, so that's hopefully we'll have that done mid-May, which was the time we'll have our law enforcement memorial ceremony.
Great, that's exciting to hear. And Chip, I just want to thank you for coming in here on Tuesday, helping me fill some time. As I'm filling in for Andrew, but hope you have a good rest of the week. And thanks for all that you do and all of our Escambia County sheriffs that they do for this community to keep us safe.
You bet. Y'all take care.